we're in a very unusual situation and very uncertain times. The ministers are here discussing the fishing opportunities and the tax and quotas for 2019. But if there's a hard Brexit on the 30th of March, we want some clarity that whatever is agreed here today at least at a minimum stands for 2019, irrespective of what happens. Given the uncertainty in all quarters about Brexit, that may be a difficult task to get across the line.
You had taken some encouragement from the outcome of the withdrawal deal, and for a while it looked as though if that were to go through, then at least some of the industry's concerns would have been addressed.
Yeah, if the withdrawal agreement had been accepted, at least we had the transition period up to the end of 2020, where everything was going to stay the same. And then after the declaration gave us the linkage that we want to the wider trade negotiations to make sure that we weren't isolated as fisheries on its own. But unfortunately, none of that is on the table at the moment. I don't have to remind anybody here about what's the upheaval that's going on in Westminster. So we're looking for some clarity here that at least whatever is decided here and for 2019, that it isn't just for 3 months, that it is for the 12 months.